Independent Shakespeare presents The Tempest, Act 3, by William Shakespeare.
Some sports are painful, and their labor the lightning sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious. But the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead, and makes my labors pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crab, and he's composed of harshness. So I must remove some thousands of these wards and pile them up upon a soaring junction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget, but these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors. Most busy last when I do it.
Alas, now, pray you, work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray, set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now, rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Oh, most dear mistress, the sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature. I had rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo, while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you. And I should do it with much more ease, for my goodwill is to it, and yours it is against.
Oh, worm, thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
You look weary.
No, noble mistress, 'tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father. I have broke your hest to say so.
Ah, admired Miranda. Indeed, the top of admiration. Worth what's dearest to the world. So many a lady I have eyed with best regard, and many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women. Never any with so fun soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest Gratio, and put it to the foil. But you, oh you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature best.
I do not know one of my sex. No woman's face remember, save from my glass mine own. Nor have I seen more than I may call men than you, good friend. And my dear father, how features are abroad I am skillless of. But by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. Nor can imagination form a shape beside yourself to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am, in my condition, a prince, Miranda. I do think a king. I would not so. And would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you, did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it. And for your sake am I this patient logman.
Do you love me?
Oh heaven, oh earth, bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event if I speak true. If hollowly, invert what best is boded me to mischief. I beyond all limit of what else in the world do love, prize, honor you.
I am a fool to weep at what I am glad of.
Fair encounter of two most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which brings between them.
Wherefore weep you?
At mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me, plain and holy innocence. I am your wife, if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow, you may deny me, but I'll be your servant, whether you will or not.
My mistress dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then?
Aye, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in. And now, farewell, till half an hour hence.
A thousand thousand.
So glad of this, as they I cannot be, who are surprised withal, but my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet, ere supper time, must I perform much business appertaining.
Tell not me. When the butt is out, we will drink water. Not a drop of four. Therefore, bear up and boredom. Servant monster, drink to me.
Servant monster. The folly of this island. They say there's but five upon this isle. We are three of them, if the other two be brained like us, the state daughters.
Drink, servant monster, when I bid thee. Thy eyes are almost set in thy head.
Where should they be set else? He were a brave monster indeed if they were set in his tail.
My man monster hath drowned his tongue in sack. For my part, the sea cannot drown me. I swam, ere I could recover the shore, 35 leagues off and on. By this light, thou shalt be my lieutenant, monster, or my standard.
Your lieutenant, if you list. He is no standard.
We'll not run, monsieur monster.
Nor go, neither, but you'll lie like dogs, and yet say nothing, neither.
Mooncalf, speak once in thy life, if thou beest a good mooncalf.
Thou dost, thy honor. Let me lick thy shoe. I'll not serve him. He's not valiant.
Thou liest, most ignorant monster. I am in case to jostle a constable. Why, thou debauched fish, thou, was there ever Man, a coward. That hath drunk so much sack as I today? Wilt thou tell a monstrous lie, being but half a fish and half a monster?
Lo, how he mocks me. Wilt thou let him, my lord?
Lord, quoth he, that a monster should be such a natural.
Lo, lo again. Fight him to death, I prithee.
Drink, Kilo. Keep a good tongue in your head. If you prove a mutineer, the next three, the poor monster's my subject, and you shall not suffer indignantly.
I thank my noble lord. Wilt thou be pleased to hearken once again to the suit I made to thee?
Marry, will I kneel and repeat it. I will stand, and so shall Trinculo.
As I told thee before, I am a subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island. Thou liest, thou jesting monkey, thou! I would my valiant master would destroy thee. I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more and fail, by this hand I will supplant some of your teeth.
Why, I said nothing.
Mum, then, and no more. Proceed.
I say by sorcery he got this isle. From me he got it, if thy greatness will revenge it on him. For I know thou darest, but this thing dare not.
That's most certain.
Thou shalt be lord of it, and I'll serve thee.
How now shall this be compassed? Canst thou bring me to the party?
Yea, yea, my lord. I'll yield him thee asleep, where thou mayest knock a nail into his head.
Thou
liest. Thou comest not. What a pied ninny is this? Thou scurvy patch. I do beseech thy greatness. Give him blows, and take his bottle from him. When that's gone, he shall drink naught but brine, for I'll not show him where the quick freshes are.
Trinculo, run into no further danger. Interrupt the monster one word further, and by the sand I'll turn my mercy out of doors and make a stock fish out of thee.
Why, what did I? I did nothing. I'll go farther off.
Didst thou not say he lied? Do I so? Take thou that!
As you like this!
Give me the lie another time!
I did not give the lie! Out of your wits and bearing, too? A pox on your bottle! This can sack and drinking do. A murrain on your monster, and the devil take your fingers!
Now forward with your tail. Prithee, stand farther off.
Beat him enough! After a little time, I'll beat him too.
Stand farther. Come, proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis but a custom with him in the afternoon to sleep. Thou mayest braid him, having first seized his books, or with a log batter his skull, or punch him with a stake, or cut his weasand with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command. They all do hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which when he has a house he'll deck withal. And that most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw a woman but only Sycorax, my dam, and she. But she so far surpasses Sycorax, as great does least.
Is it so brave, alas?
Aye, lord. She will become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth, brave brood.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces. And Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Dost thou like the plot, Trinculo?
Excellent.
Give me thy hand. I am sorry I beat thee, but while thou livest, keep a good tongue in thy head.
Within this half hour will he be asleep. Wilt thou destroy him then?
Aye, On mine honor.
Thou makest me merry. I am full of pleasure. Let us be joking. Will you troll the caps you taught me while I am?
At thy request, monster, I will do reason, any reason. Come on, Trinculo, let us sing. Out, dumb, and out, dumb, and out, dumb, out, dumb, but there's a free.
That's not the tune.
What is this saying?
This is the tune of our catch played by the picture of nobody.
If thou beest a man, show thyself in thy likeness. If thou beest the devil, take to thy list.
Oh, forgive me my sins.
He that dies pays all debts. I defy thee. Mercy upon us.
Art thou afeard?
No, master. Not I.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that, if I then had waked after a long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming, the clouds we thought would open and show riches, ready to drop upon me that, when I wake, I try to dream again.
This will prove a brave kingdom to me, for I shall have my music for nothing.
When Prospero is destroyed,
that shall be by and by. I remember the story.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it and after do our work.
Lead, monster. We'll follow. I would I could say this table. I laid it on.
Let's come. I'll follow, Stefano.
Lakin, I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. It's a maze trod indeed, through forthrights and meanders. By your patience, I needs must rest.
Old lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest. Even here will I put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned, whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope. Do not, for one repulse, forego the purpose that you resolve to effect.
The next advantage will we take thoroughly.
Let it be tonight, for now they are impressed with travel. They will not, nor cannot, use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
I say tonight no more.
What harmony is this? My good friends, hark!
Marvelous sweet music.
Give us kind keepers. Heavens, what were these?
A living drollery. Now I will believe that there are unicorns, that in Arabia there is one tree, the phoenix throne, one phoenix at this hour reigning there.
I'll believe both. And what does else want credit come to me? And I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travelers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn 'em.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me? If I should say I saw such islanders, for certes these are people of the island, who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet, note, their manners are more gentle kind than of our human generation you shall find many, nay, almost any.
Honest lord, thou hast said well.
for some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gestures, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Praise in departing. They vanished, strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Would it please you taste of what is here?
Not I.
Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers dewlapped like bulls, whose throats had hanging of them wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts? Which now we find each putter out of 5 for 1 will bring us good warrant of.
I will stand to and feed, although my last. No matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord the Duke, stand to and do as we.
You are 3 men of sin, whom destiny, that hath to instrument this lower world, and what isn't, leave never suffice to see hath cause to belch up you. And on this island, where man doth not inhabit, you most men be most unfit to live. I have made you mad, and even with such like valor, men hang and drown their proper selves. You fool! I and thy fellows are ministers of fate! The elements, of whom your swords are tempered, may as well wound the loud winds, or with the mock-death stabs, kill the still closing waters, as diminish one dow that's in my plume. My fellow ministers are like invulnerable. If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strength and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you 3 from a landed supplant, good Prospero, exposed unto the sea which hath requited him and his innocent child, or which foul deed the waters, the powers delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the sea and shores, yea, all the creatures, against your peace. Thee of thy son Alonso they have bereft, and do pronounce by me lingering perdition, where sin any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your ways. Whose wrath to guard you from, which here, in this most desolate isle, else falls upon your heads, is nothing but hot sorrow and clear life in tears.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel, a grace it had devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hast to say. So, with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done. My high charms work, and these mine enemies are all knit up in their distractions. They now are in my power, and in these fits I leave them while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they supposed is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
Name of something holy, sir. Why stand you in this strange stare?
Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous. Methought the billows spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did base my trespass. Therefore my son in the ooze is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded, and with him there lie mudded.
But one fiend at a time. I'll fight their legions o'er.
I'll be thy second.
All 3 of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now begins to bite the spirits. I do beseech you that our suppler joints, follow them swiftly, and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Fellow, I pray you.
Tempest, Act 3 by William Shakespeare, featured the voice talents of April Sadowski as Ariel, Bill Young as Ferdinand, Kim Giannopoulos as Miranda, Chris Pyle as Caliban, Daniel Monson as Trinculo, Jerry Crawford as Stefano, David Alexander MacDonald as Prospero, Perry Whittle as King Alonso, Tim Kelby as Gonzalo, Philip Weber as Sebastian, Michael Liebman as Antonio, and John Johnson as Francisco. Original music and direction by David Alexander MacDonald. Executive producer for Pendant Audio, Jeffrey Bridges. Thank you for listening.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.